Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves on this live Saturday edition. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Starting things out this hour, of course, we'll go to your calls if you make them about whatever you want. We'll talk about the atheist who made a bit of a name for himself a few years back, Michael Newdow.
So this is the guy that wants to take In God We Trust off of the money in One Nation Under God out of the Pledge of Allegiance, right?
That is correct. He just wants to, I think, just take Under God out. So any references to God on government stuff should go away. According to Michael Newdow. And he's still at it. According to this is Fox News, or actually the Associated Press, an atheist seeking to remove the words under God from the Pledge of Allegiance and U.S. currency is taking his arguments back to a federal appeals court. Michael Newdow, a Sacramento doctor and lawyer, sued the Elk Grove Unified School District back in 2000 for forcing public school children to recite the pledge, saying it was unconstitutional. The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled in Newdow's favor in 2002, but 2 years later, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that Newdow lacked standing to sue because he didn't have custody of the daughter on whose behalf he had brought the case.
Rich, which really a cop-out. Somehow or another, the rest of the courts in America decided that he did have standing, but the United States Supreme Court didn't, and it's because they didn't want to rule on separation of church and state in this issue.
Right. Newdow then immediately filed a second lawsuit on behalf of three unidentified parents and their children. In 2005, a federal judge in Sacramento found in favor of Newdow, ruling the pledge was unconstitutional because its reference to One Nation Under God violates children's rights to be, quote, free from a coercive requirement to affirm God, unquote. The judge said he was following the precedent set by the Ninth Circuit Court's ruling in the Newdow, in the first Newdow case. A three-judge panel from that court was to hear arguments in the case on Tuesday. The same panel also was to hear arguments in Newdow's case against the national motto, In God We Trust. In 2005, Newdow sued Congress and several federal officials, arguing that making money with the motto on it violated the First Amendment clause requiring the separation of church and state. Last year, a federal judge in Sacramento disagreed, saying the words did not violate Newdow's atheism. Newdow appealed. Congress first authorized a reference to God on a 2-cent piece in 1864. In 1955, the year after lawmakers...
Somehow we managed to make it almost 100 years in this country without a reference to God on our money?
Apparently so.
How is that possible? I thought we were a Christian nation. Well, not so much. I mean, the first, the founding fathers were a great deal of them deists, not in fact Christians.
In 1955, the year after lawmakers added the words under God to the Pledge of Allegiance, Congress passed a law requiring all U.S. currency to carry the motto, In God We Trust. Now, on the surface, I'm in full agreement with Michael Newdow. On the surface of this case, looking at his position, if indeed the government is supposed to be separated from religion, and I believe it should be, I mean, that's one of the primary reasons. I mean, you can argue till you're blue in the face whether this country was supposed to be a Christian nation. And we could go back and forth on that, Mark. I know that you could cite quotes from Thomas Jefferson that, you know, proves that he was a deist, and he wasn't the only one that was a deist. He wasn't a Christian.
Certainly Benjamin Franklin, likely Madison, quite possibly Washington. Quite possibly Adams.
But that's really more of an academic argument. You know, one side takes the case, you know, the side
right.
that, well, this is Christian, and the other side
can come up with quotes, till we're all getting old. It doesn't really matter.
Exactly. So that's not really where I want to come from on this, because it's a silly argument. The fact is, people came here to America, the Pilgrims and the Puritans and the Quakers or whoever.
For religious freedom, because they were being persecuted in their homeland for their religious beliefs.
Because there was an official state religion in Great Britain.
I don't see why we wouldn't look at atheism like a religious belief. It's the lack of a religious belief, but, you know, similar to it, and, you know, it's in the same arena.
I can't say I agree with that.
That's fine.
But the fact is, those people that came here to this country, they came here to get away from state-approved religion. So there is a very firm, basis for saying that in America, the land of the free, the government should not conflate itself in any way with any religion at all. It shouldn't fund religion. It shouldn't attack religion. It should just stay the hell out. So on that, from that perspective, I completely agree with Newdow. Is he doing something worthwhile?
Yeah.
you know, he's trying to get the money changed, and he's trying to...
I don't think that America is going to be that much better off if we get In God We Trust off of these, you know, funny little Federal Reserve notes that we call dollars.
No, I don't think so either. Which brings me to the real question here. The question isn't, should In God We Trust be on the currency? And the question isn't, should Under God be in the pledge? There are two questions that no one will ask when it comes to this case. And here they are. And you can answer them at 800-259-9231. Question number one, in regards to currency, the real question is, should the U.S. government be involved in creating currency? That's the real question. That's the important question. That's the critical issue at hand.
I'd say no. I don't see any reason that the United States government has to back up any currency. Either a currency is worth something or it's not. And, you know, banks can back up their own currency with things of value, be it precious metals or stocks in companies or, I don't know,
well, we've talked
commodities
about
of some sort.
However it would work. We don't know how it would work, but we know that the marketplace, if they were free to actually compete in the world of providing money, then we'd have all kinds of different options, and the best money would be the most widely used, and it wouldn't be a problem. The problem comes in when government is creating the currency. Look, just look at the history of the dollar. It used to be okay when it was backed by silver, but then they took that away because it's the government. They can do whatever the hell they want. It's completely arbitrary. They took away the gold backing and the silver backing from the currency, and ever since, the dollar's just been sliding and sliding and sliding down in value. Go ahead, look at the recent news about the Canadian dollar coming to match and then even surpass the U.S. dollar. The dollar's at an all-time low, and it just keeps getting lower. It's because the government's in charge. This is the same government that botches everything else up that it tries. What, you think they can handle creating currency? You think they can handle creating the medium of exchange, the lifeblood of the economy? You want the government to be in charge of that? Just think about that
for
a moment.
There's really no reason at all for it. There's no reason
at all. There's a reason.
Well, there's a reason for the government
to want
to
do it. Because he who controls the money controls everything. The fact is, there is absolutely a reason for the government to control currency.
There's
and
no reason
because,
for citizens to want the government.
Right, for you and I. But for the government people, oh man, it doesn't matter if you don't pay your taxes. They'll just print it out.
They've got all the money they want. They can just print money.
That's what's so great about it for them. It screws all of us over. When they turn on that printing press and flip the switch or whatever,
it makes the money that you have worth less.
Exactly. It's it's a form of taxation that you can't get away from. So, of course, government wants that. That's why we've had so many wars in the past 100 years.
Because the government can print money.
Yep.
They, instead of having to tax American citizens to pay for what they want, they now have to. They now have the ability to just print money to fund their wars.
Right, because if they were taxing Americans, and in order to fund these wars, if they couldn't print money, if they only could tax, then Americans could say, you know, no, that's okay. I'm not really going to... That's all right. Not going to pay you. Nope. And if enough Americans did that, they'd be screwed. They wouldn't be able to send out one battleship if they didn't have money coming in. But now it doesn't matter. Now they can just print as much as they want, and then they spend that money with the military-industrial complex. It filters down through the rest of the economy, and prices go up. It's called inflation. And inflation is a government-created phenomenon. It's an effect of the government controlling money and printing more of it. That's what inflation
right.
is.
Inflation doesn't
or prices
occur.
Rising is an effect.
Doesn't
inflation
occur really. It does not occur without fiat money. Now, I suppose you could bring you could add a little more gold or a little more silver or a little more whatever to the marketplace, and that would, I suppose, inflate it somehow. But the real inflation
really.
That we have is when the government just turns on the printing press and it doesn't cost them anything to print a bunch of greenbacks.
So, again, that was the first question. The first question is, why is government involved in money in the first place? Because if it were the marketplace creating money, you could have all kinds of different things. The Liberty Dollar, for instance. We talked about them last hour briefly.
Mm-hmm.
They've got trust in God on their currency, private currency.
Yeah, you could choose not to have their currency, simply to purchase their currency, simply because it said trust in God on it.
You certainly could. So that was my first question. The second question has to do with the Pledge of Allegiance. Once again, the wrong question is being asked. The wrong question is, should Under God be in the pledge? I'll give you the right question here in moments. Want to hear from you on this one as well. Your thoughts at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Attention, this is an urgent news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, there's a very real chance you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to beat them at their own game. And above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice. It says, worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care and cardio maintenance. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by Jim Strauss after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. As a seventh-generation herbalist, Jim knew that there were herbs that had a long tradition of heart, blood, and circulation properties, and that there had to be another option besides going under the knife. Jim said no and began working on a formula to better himself and others. After he perfected the mixture of herbs and spices, he created Strauss Heart Drops. Get the Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.95. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you really can do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. This is the live Saturday edition of the program. You, as always, can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You can just enjoy all the features there completely free, and they do include the wiki with over 1,450 pages created by listeners like you. Just go to wiki.freetalklive.com and get interactive. WIKI. freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Liberty Forum will be held January 3rd through the 6th at the Crown Plaza Hotel Resort in Nashua, New Hampshire, with a free shuttle from nearby Manchester International and a special rate for Liberty Forum attendees. This is a sweet deal you don't want to miss. Register now at freestateproject.org/libertyforum.
That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. And if you want to save 10%, use the code 2008FTL. That's 2008FTL. Let's go right into the phone calls here. We'll continue talking about the Newdow case here in a moment. Let's talk to Adrian in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, hello.
Hey, Adrian, what's on your mind?
Hey, yeah, I just want to talk about, well, I guess there's two things I want to talk about. I want to be like the separation of church and state, and then also what you're just speaking about as far as the Pledge of Allegiance.
Certainly.
Okay, now as far as the Pledge of Allegiance, I don't think really under God is really that big of a deal. What I would argue, I'm a Christian libertarian, I would say that the word indivisible is what's wrong with the Pledge of Allegiance.
Now why is that?
Well, that's because the way the Founding Fathers made our country is originally a federal republic, and it means federal by itself means, comes from Latin word foideus, which means covenant, and the whole history has always been decentralized. Decentralization.
I would give you that, and I think a state has the right to, or a state should have the ability to leave the union if they so choose. If all the people, or a majority of the people in Vermont, choose to vote to get Vermont out of the union, then why the heck shouldn't Vermont be allowed to leave?
That's
roll tanks in and shoot Vermont.
I agree, because government gets its power from the consent of the governed.
So-called. I mean, that's what they claim. I don't know if it's really true. I think the government gets its power because they're willing to wield guns over innocent people. But
well, and also, they control the schools, and they're the ones who teach everybody, and that's how
right.
we learn.
Sure.
We grew up in a socialized environment.
And I wonder if we didn't have public schools, if we'd have this whole thing with the Pledge of Allegiance going on anyway. The Pledge of Allegiance is a strange history, and you can't parallel it to any other pledge in any other country. There's no English Pledge of Allegiance. There's no Australian Pledge of Allegiance.
There are certainly national anthems and that sort of thing.
Right. National anthem's one thing, but the kids don't stand up every morning and sing the national anthem.
That's true.
They say a pledge, like a prayer, almost a prayer to the flag, you know, giving their heart, souls, and bodies to the Union, which doesn't sound like a free country to me. It sounds strangely nationalistic. And the, you know, if you look at the history of the pledge, actually the salute to the pledge didn't used to be a your right hand over your heart. It used to be your right hand extended out in front of you in
a Roman salute
that looks, that is exactly the, it's a very similar salute to what the Nazis used. As a matter of fact, the pledge was written by a guy who was a national socialist.
Well, now you've led into my second question, Mark,
right.
Which is, you know, the Newdow case here, he's saying that, well, the issue's under God. We take under God out of the pledge. And, you know, I empathize with Michael Newdow as an atheist. I empathize with that. But the real question is, why do we have a Pledge of Allegiance? And as you pointed out, Mark, it doesn't exist in any other country.
Right.
It is definitely nationalistic, and it absolutely is indoctrination. I love how you called it a prayer. I've never heard of it referred to in that way, and of course it would be like a prayer. The government absolutely wants people to believe that it is godlike. That government should be worshipped.
That's how governments have ruled for millennia, is by placing themselves in the place of God.
So go back and look at who wrote the pledge. It's a man named Francis Bellamy, a dyed-in-the-wool Nazi. In case you don't know, Nazi is short for National Socialist. That's what he was. The guy who wrote the pledge. His purpose in writing the pledge was to get young people in America to be indoctrinated with these pro-government ideas. That's what the purpose of the pledge is. It's nothing more and nothing less. Your further thoughts, Adrian?
I totally agree with you guys. I see Christian socialism as really a contradiction within Christianity, and it just doesn't make sense because here you are using force.
Right.
And Jesus was not a person who is engaged in using force.
Right. God put Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden and gave them the ability to choose for themselves whether they wanted to eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. They got that
right.
Option. God didn't pass laws and say, we're going to put you to death if you do so. Well, actually, it did put them to death, in a sort of long
right.
roundabout way. But yeah, Christians, God gave us choice, and Christians, you know, when they have gotten into power here in the United States, have seemed to have, as a general rule, and I'm not saying all of them, wanted to
force it away.
Their morality on other people.
They want to take away those choices in the name of Jesus.
In the for, well, in force,
I, I'd say after the Civil War, that was the big turning point. It was never like that from the intending from the beginning.
That sounds about right. I'd say the Civil War is probably the big one.
Yeah, so, as a Christian, how do you feel about the whole separation of church and state issue?
Well, if you go look at the history of it, it was basically where they get this whole idea from. It was a letter. It's written by Thomas Jefferson. He wasn't even in America at the time. Mm-hmm. And he's writing to the Danbury Baptists, because the Danbury Baptists were worried that there would be a particular denomination that would be over all the other denominations, mm-hmm. like they had out in England, the Anglican Church.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so the idea was, it wasn't a separation of church and state, for instance, but it was pretty much, you know, the state does its job, the church does its job, and that's the best way. Now, the way I see our country going now is not a separation of church and state, but it's a separation of God and state.
What's that mean?
What does that mean? It's you know, I know you guys are atheists and all this.
No, I'm not an atheist. I am.
Not an atheist.
Okay, well, that would be a fun conversation anyways. Mm-hmm. It's because, you know, a lot of people, they say, oh, the church, you know, they just want to be in charge of everything, and they want to bring in a theocracy. Now, what I would argue is that every country is a theocracy. There's no neutrality when it comes to morality and what a country is based off of. There's going to be some God. What we've moved
away from. You think morality and religion is inexorably linked? Because Ian here is an atheist. He does not believe in God. But I would call him one of the more moral people I know.
Oh, okay. Oh, yes. Well, I would argue that he does believe in some God. I would say he is religious, but I would define religion as a worldview. And there's one philosopher, I can't think of his name right off the top of my head, but he would define religion as an ultimate concern. And so for a Christian, the ultimate concern would be God. For an atheist, the ultimate concern would what he believes is ultimately real would be matter in motion.
So I don't know. I mean,
I think that he could prove that matter in motion is ultimately real.
I think I could certainly have an ultimate concern. I'm with you as far as the ultimate concern. My ultimate concern is with getting mankind to stop initiating force on one another. So to that end, you could say...
That's a Christian idea. I see that as a Christian idea.
I wish more Christians also saw it as a Christian idea.
Yeah, me too.
And because it's inherently, it seems to me, very un-Christian to force your neighbor to believe as you do and to live life as you believe life should be lived. It's far more Christian to persuade and to simply allow people to come around to your viewpoint and give them more information when they're asking for it. And Adrian, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. 800-259-9231. All of these politicians claiming to be Christians. Nah, I don't believe it. As long as you want to use force on others, nothing Christian about you, as I understand it. As I understand the whole Christianity thing, and I went to church.
Hey, Dad, we need your help finishing the Christmas tree.
Okay, boys. I just got a few more Uncivil Liberties DVDs to ship out today.
Why do you guys make Uncivil Liberties?
You know how we like to look at those cool illustrations on Rents.com?
Yeah, David D's rocks. I like the chips ones.
Well, those aren't chocolate chips. Those are little tracking devices the government wants to put under our skin someday to track us.
You mean the government's not the good guys?
Well, they should be the good guys. They're supposed to do what we, the people, say they should do. But these days, the people are too busy watching their favorite TV shows to keep an eye on the government.
You mean like SpongeBob?
Yeah, that's right. So we made Uncivil Liberties to help remind everyone to keep an eye on what's happening, not to fall asleep.
Asleep? It's not even bedtime yet.
Exactly.
Uncivil Liberties, a political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I
bad look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolutions.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
It's Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up anything toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. Sickles, CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are for free, so enjoy those on us. Those features, by the way, include archives. You missed a moment of the show, and if you are one of our listeners that's listening on the radio on a station that only carries us on Saturday, you've missed the entire week. So go to freetalklive.com. You can grab up the archives for free. There's no membership fee. There's no logging in. You don't have to jump through any hoops. You just click and download at freetalklive.com. If you have more debt than you can pay, you don't have to file bankruptcy. You can pay pennies on the dollar, and your credit doesn't have to take a hit. It's a 100% legal, 100% ethical program that'll show you how to get out of debt in 90 minutes. Go to outin90.com. That's outin90.com. 800-259-9231. So, once again, the Michael Newdow case continues on. The Sacramento doctor and lawyer and very, I guess, popularly known atheist, Michael Newdow, is going once again, bringing cases into the courtroom and getting some support from the Ninth Circuit Court, as well as the federal judge in Sacramento, getting support basically for his campaign to remove Under God from the Pledge of Allegiance and In God We Trust from U.S. currency. But as we've been talking about this hour, well, I can empathize with Mr. Newdow, and anyone who favors the separation of church and state can empathize with him. The fact is, he's asking the wrong questions. And if they can get you asking the wrong questions, then it doesn't matter what the answers are. I think that's a paraphrase of Thomas Pynchon or something. The fact is, the right questions to ask here are twofold. One is, do we need government to create currency? The answer, quite clearly, is no. In fact, because government's been creating and in charge of currency and money in this country, is why we've had why we continue to look at lower and lower standards of living. Because they can just inflate the currency, which makes it prices go up at the pump and at the grocery store, and if your job's not keeping up with the rate of inflation, then your standard of living is going down. And don't believe the government numbers when it comes to inflation. Government wants you to believe that its numbers are accurate, 2 to 3%. Try 8, 9, 10% at the very least inflation numbers. Very few people have investments that are getting that kind of percentage. A lot of people don't even have investments. So anybody that's not making more than 10% on their investments every single year or getting that sort of raise every single year, you're behind the ball when it comes to inflation, and your standard of living is going down, whether you want to admit it or not. So there's question number one. The second question is, why in the hell do we have a Pledge of Allegiance? It's not an issue of what are the words of the Pledge of Allegiance, though those are interesting to take a look at, because the pledge is socialist indoctrination. It was written by a socialist in the late 1800s.
Yeah, as a device to sell flags, actually.
And if you don't think it's indoctrination, then ask yourself, why do kids have to say it every morning at school?
Yeah, and they pretty much do have to say it. I'm sure that little Johnny could sit there, it is, that could go to the principal's office rather than say the pledge. But, man,
yeah.
You know, it really is pretty close to enforced.
I remember when I was young, and I've always sort of had an anti-authoritarian attitude as long back as I can remember.
What a surprise.
And I recall being very perturbed about the pledge. Certainly when I was very young, I did it. But I can remember being in elementary school and starting to change the words of the pledge, you know, just changing words, taking them out, just kind of having fun with it. And, of course, people don't really like that very much. Then later on down the line, you end up getting kicked out of class and that sort of thing for not saying it. So, you know, the idea that you cannot say the pledge without any consequences in America is just not true. It's just not true. And depending on how nationalistic your teacher is, then you could face some severe punishment for not saying the pledge.
You're certainly going to have trouble. I personally like to say the pledge. I enjoy it. It gives me a good little feeling. But
that's what it's designed to do, Mark.
And
it's designed to give you, you know, warm fuzzies. Oh, America, the greatest country in the whole world. I pledge allegiance.
Well, I do think that America is the greatest country in the whole world. But
really, what would it take to make you change your mind?
A good evidence in the other direction.
Like what?
Someplace where there's you know, more economic freedom, more personal freedom.
But what about what the American government does? I mean, invading other countries around the world with 130-plus countries that our troops occupy, over 700 military bases. Is that the hallmark of a great country?
Well, that's the politicians of this country that are doing that, not the country.
So when you say America, you mean America the people, not America the government.
I mean, yeah, the land that we're occupying, the people here in this nation, the foundation of liberty on which this nation is built. Yeah, that's what I mean.
And, you know, I would agree with you. The foundation and the concept,
the
of
huge
liberty,
amount of innovation that comes out of here, our great work ethic. I think all kinds of things are great about America.
I agree with you there. I think absolutely the American people, by and far, are good folks. I think that absolutely the foundations of liberty, the principles of freedom, very valuable. Certainly something that the world at one time looked toward. Many people around the world look to America.
Yeah, so much that France gave us a big giant statue saying, you know, called the Statue of Liberty, talking about how we welcomed in the wretched refuse of the world and allowed them to be free and to create great lives for themselves. Apparently we don't do that anymore. But
the great tragedy of America, however, is its government. Is the fact that the government has run roughshod over liberty.
Well, that's what governments do. All governments do that. Governments govern.
Well, you're right. That is what governments do. They get bigger and they get bigger and they get more intrusive and more oppressive than they've ever been. And the founding fathers thought they could control it. They thought they had it solved. And that's why they made the Constitution, and it had its checks, you know, it had its checks and its balances, but it just wasn't enough. And it's, you know, might have grown slower than some other governments have, but now it's certainly the biggest in the entire world.
Yeah, the Constitution failed, and it's up to the American people at this point to put the national government back in its place and, you know, to keep a good eye on their state and local governments, too.
You take control of the airwaves. We go to the phones. Ladies first, it's April in Montana listening on KGEZ. Hello, April.
Hey, you know, I was raised in a very atheist family. And I remember coming home in the second or third grade and saying, hey, Dad, we say under God in the Pledge of Allegiance, but we don't believe in God. And my dad said, well, just leave that part out.
Mm-hmm.
So I just always left that part out. And, you know, as an atheist, I am not threatened by the fact that it's in there, and you know, and I'm not threatened by the fact that this Judge Moore, who wanted to have the Ten Commandments in the courthouse, I don't have an issue with it. I don't think it's a big deal, and the people who do, I think, are just trying to make a mountain out of a molehill.
I would agree.
And well, then the other thing I wanted to say is, and I had a question I've been meaning to ask you guys for a couple weeks.
Sure.
There was, I work at a place, and there's a, that's my little girl in the background.
You
and
she sounds
a guy
cute.
There who just got out of the military, and he believes, he and I get into it over this gun issue, and he thinks that only military and cops should own guns.
Oh, geez, a total authoritarian.
Is this a new trend in military thought? Because I used to always think that military people were conservative and for gun rights. And
you can't make any kind of generalization about military people.
Well,
they're of all stripes.
Well, I think it probably is a newer trend. I think you're probably right about that. And I think it'd be a great question for our military listeners, the people that are currently in the military, people that have recently gotten out of the military. What are they teaching the military recruits about guns and who should and who shouldn't be able to have them? You know, the fact
that's
is there
like
are people
know.
That... There are people that get out of the military. I mean, we know, we've talked to them on this show, their listeners, that are absolutely in favor of gun freedom. But it seems like you get kind of two flavors of military members these days. You get the flavor that is liberty-friendly and, you know, sort of in our corner when it comes to freedom. And then you get the total authoritarian controlling freaks. I don't know what the percentages are as far as the breakdown is concerned, how many military members are the authoritarians that you're speaking of, but that's absolutely an authoritarian position to say that only the government people should have guns, and you little peons out there in America, you shouldn't be able to access them. It's total control, and it's a sickness. So I don't know exactly what the percentages are, but I think there are a lot of them that do feel that way. And the really scary part is a lot of those military guys get out of the military and go right into policing. It's like a free pass to get into a police department if you've been in the military. So that's another scary thing. And April, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Would love to hear from people currently in the military, maybe you've recently gotten out of the military. What was it like? Did you experience that attitude amongst your co-troops, your compatriots there, your comrades? 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is your show. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. AdamEve.com features over 18,000 adult entertainment products, toys as low as $6.95, tantalizing lingerie, and over 350 movies. Starting at just $4.95, you'll find all the biggest stars like Jenna Jameson, Carmen Luvana, and even Tara Patrick. Imagine all those sensual ideas right at your fingertips. AdamEve.com's 10 million customers swear by our product quality, fast and discreet shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee. Check out AdamEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type TALK for the offer code upon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, we'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off with offer code TALK at AdamEve.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
The holidays are here, and that means extra food and extra weight gain. Why not make your New Year's resolution to eat healthier? And the easiest and most delicious way to start is with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator makes eating healthy not only easy, but fun. You can use it with your favorite fruits, vegetables, fish, and meat. And the Excalibur Dehydrator cuts out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives found in most grocery store foods. You can also use the Excalibur Dehydrator to make your own herbs and spices in the comfort of your own kitchen. It's so easy your whole family can use it. Oh, and don't forget, the Excalibur Dehydrator makes the perfect Christmas gift. For a limited time, receive the book Preserve It Naturally, filled with delicious, amazingly easy recipes, a $25 value free with your order. Just call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com.
Hi, neighbor. The nation is taking a Christmas break, but will the events attacking our liberty and survival call a holiday truce and stop marching forward while we celebrate? The ethanol plants will continue to create food shortages by turning our food into fuel. Huge percentages of our food will continue to be imported from China, Mexico, and other countries shipping us dangerous food. We can't stop from entering the third year of a worldwide famine. How long until genetically poisoned food is all that's left? So if we're foolish enough to procrastinate our preparation, hiding from reality and the feel-good of the holidays, the events threatening our lives will keep relentlessly rolling forward until we're crushed by what we couldn't believe possible in America. Call the J. Michael Stevens Group to get the food for your future while you still have a choice. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, 800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Just head on over to amp.freetalklive.com. Learn more about the program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. Now, you know those other talk shows? If you've ever been to their website, they want to charge you to access their archives and their forums and that sort of thing. We give all of that away up front. And we just simply say, if you like all of that and you like the show, then send us $3 a month. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about it. And the purpose of the program isn't to send Mark on a vacation.
I need a vacation.
The purpose is to get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country, spread the message of freedom and liberty. So go to amp.freetalklive.com, and you'll get some perks. All right, you get access to the AmpOnly call-in line, AmpOnly chat room forum. All the details are there at amp.freetalklive.com. We go to the phones and to the fun to Jeffrey, listening on WKCT in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live, Jeffrey.
How you doing, sir?
Super. Howdy. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I'm prior service U.S. Army Infantry. I was in for about 8 years, and I can't really give you a heads up on what, you know, the trend is as an infantry-wise, this whole gun-grabbing thing in America.
Mm-hmm.
I got wounded in Iraq in 2004, and I got traumatic brain injury from it. And first thing I did when I got out of the military in 2005 was to apply down here in Bowling Green Police Department. Well, I made it all the way up to the point of they started interviewing me. And my mandatory from the VA, I had to go see a psychiatrist at once a month up and out. And, the police department picked that up, and he's like, sorry, sir, we can't use you because, you know, we can't guarantee what you'll do in a shots fired situation. So I'm like, well, that's understandable. But the thing that I've noticed since I've been out, and especially with this new bill they were putting in front of the Senate called the Veterans Disarmament Act. Basically what this act is doing, it was brought to my attention by Gun Owners of America.
It's a good organization, by the way.
Yes, they are. And this act was supposed to strip the Second Amendment right from any veteran or police officer who has been diagnosed with PTSD, like me.
Hmm.
And
that's scary.
Actually, Bill Clinton started it when he was in office. He put a lot of veterans on the watch list for buying handguns and stuff like that.
So hold on a second. Let me see if I got this straight. You go and supposedly serve your country, and everybody knows you're really just serving the whims of politicians, but you go and supposedly fight for freedom, as they call it, and then when you come back, if you get a little messed up because you saw your buddies die, you know, brains getting splattered all over you, that sort of thing, you're a little messed up in the head, they decide, you know what, that whole Second Amendment for you doesn't apply anymore. You're done, kid. That's what they're doing? That's what they're trying to do to people?
Well, you want to know what the kicker is? The NRA is supporting it.
Exactly, which is why I say Gun Owners of America is a good organization. The NRA is so political. The NRA supports the 20,000 gun laws on the books at the federal level.
Right. The NRA is not fighting for gun freedom.
Not at all.
They're at the most trying to hold the line. Yeah. Is the best argument you could make for them.
They're an awful organization.
Well, brothers, before I let you go, I'm going to give you a little quote I got from Thomas Jefferson.
All right, sure.
He basically said that... the only time you're going to need the Second Amendment is when they come for it.
Mm, exactly right. You know, if the German people had met the SS at the doors with some form of weaponry, whether it be guns or knives or rocks or something, they could have stopped the Holocaust.
But Hitler disarmed the German people.
Well, the fact is, the American people have been disarmed, too.
It doesn't happen
very often. Certainly, there are areas of this country, like New York City and Washington, D.C., where guns have been banned. But even in areas where guns are still allowed, in like Louisiana, for instance, after Hurricane Katrina, the National Guard came around and took people's guns from them, and Americans were just handing them over. Okay, whatever you
say. You know what's funny about Katrina? I was watching this in my political science class when it was going on, and they sat outside the city for 3 days waiting for it to divulge, fall into anarchy, and they didn't because everybody in town was armed. And everybody knew it was like the old Wild West. You was a polite, it was a polite society because everybody was armed.
Exactly.
Everybody was sharing everything. 3 days later, the National Guard and the police marched into town with a little guest show up, or should I say help, with Blackwater USA, and it divulged into not anarchy but martial law, and that's what they wanted to see. They wanted to see if when a major city was put under martial law, if we would have revolted. Nobody revolted.
Very few people did. There were a handful of resistors, and they were kind of allowed to be on their own. But most of the people did turn over their firearms, and that's a very disturbing trend.
And then you start ending up with the Jefferson Street Bridge incident, and then you started incidents like the Superdome and things like that.
Right, so. The Jefferson Street Bridge was the incident where there was a whole, just a large crowd of people that had found each other and they were traveling together. They came upon this bridge that was, I guess, getting them out of one area to another area that wasn't in such bad shape.
Right, that had been safer there.
And the cops from that other side of the bridge had barricaded the bridge off.
Yep.
And shot in the air and threatened these people with being shot and arrested if they tried to cross the bridge into relative safety. I mean, this is nuts.
Well, they had other situations where they were actually taking concertina wire, turning around backwards, and just sticking on hundreds of thousands of people, well, not hundreds of thousands, but hundreds of people inside of an enclosed area, turning around, walking off, and leaving them.
It's absolutely despicable. And if anybody thinks the government's going to come to their rescue when it comes to a natural disaster, you've got another thing coming. If you aren't prepared to save yourself and your family, then you might as well just starve to death, because that's what people were doing in nursing homes and that sort of thing, waiting for the government to come and rescue them from the floodwaters after Hurricane Katrina. Government never came. Never came, and government wouldn't allow individuals and private charities to come in and go around and rescue people because
You know what's even worse? Iran sent power generators to us, had them in the air on the way to help us, and you know what?
We said no.
Turned around and sent them back.
Yeah. Really? I hadn't heard that story.
Exactly. Google it. Iran sent power generators.
I believe it. I mean, they turned everybody down. Walmart sent trucks full of ice and water, and FEMA sent them away. Sorry, we've got this under control. No, you don't. You're the government.
People starving over there.
You suck at everything. Thanks for the call, dude. Good hearing from you, Jeremy. 800-259-9231. Please, please don't expect the government to save you. They talk a good game about it. Oh, yeah, well, we've changed since then, see. We're here at FEMA. We've been reorganizing, and we've reorganized. It's been the biggest reorganization in FEMA's history. And don't you worry. Next time something bad happens,
We'll be ready to handle it.
Yep, good old mommy government's just waiting in the wings to rescue you and save you from the natural elements. Just look at how we did with the fires. Oh, wait, no.
Didn't do so good with the
Not
fires.
So
it was government. It was government programs that caused the fires, and it's the government programs that caused the
government land management.
The problem in Katrina too.
Mm-hmm.
Army Corps of Engineers wasn't a terrible hurricane. It was a class five, category five hurricane, but it was the levees in New Orleans in the first place. It was the local government saying, hey, it'd be a good idea to build 10 feet below sea level. It was the national government saying, hey, let's get the Army Corps of Engineers to build substandard levees. The government isn't held responsible. The people who are in charge of those governments should be drawn and quartered. If you were a part of a business that built a levee like that, you would be held responsible.
You would be in some deep
big,
ass.
big trouble, but not the government. They're immune.
1-800-259-9231. So if you're someone who actually thinks the government's going to come to your aid in the event of some catastrophic occurrence, would love to hear from you. And if so, what evidence do you have to back up your claims? 800-259-9231. But as usual, Mark, I always throw the invitation out there, and it's very rare that defenders of the status quo will actually call in.
Well, the government's so incompetent. How are they going to defend it?
Yeah, exactly. Well, the NRA does a good job, apparently, of defending it. Well, it's okay that they have 20,000 gun laws, but not one. We don't need any more laws. We just need to enforce the laws that we have. Oh, stop it. It's pretty darn clear in that Second Amendment, and of course the Supreme Court is soon going to be ruling on the meaning of the Second Amendment, pretty darn clear that the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. I get it. I went to government school. I can read that.
The Constitution was written in plain English so that everyone could understand it. Somehow we need a big organization of judges, the Supreme Court, to tell us what the Constitution is. We don't. And every time it seems to me that every time they rule on it, they screw it up anyway.
Mm.
Because they're political hacks that have been placed in there by political hacks. The presidents place in their
buddies,
their shills.
Yep. 800-259-9231. We've got Elaine and Kevin and Puke all on the line. Ladies first, of course. We will get to that. Air your calls here in moments in hour number three. And I want to hear from you, too. 800-259-9231, whether you want to comment on separation of church and state, government response in disaster, the police and the military, some of these guys being completely anti-guns as far as the citizens are concerned. Hour 3 is coming up. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is SPYVILLE.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
It's no...